Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No hesitation. It's such a sweet stroke.
Bam deflected off him. Robinson, a real long three. Get out of here! Get out of here, Robinson! Oh my goodness, another three ball! And that was from way, way far away.
That's from the logo at center court.
Oh my goodness. Butler, they'll get it inside. They'll kick it baseline to Bam. Bam into the corner. To a wide open Totter for three. Got it to go. Boy, now that is some good passing of the basketball.
Yeah, tremendous ball movement there. Textbook Hoosier action. How many times are you going to pass before you shoot? That's at least four.
Butler, high on that right side. Jimmy's going to put up the three. Got it to go. Second tray of the night. 19 points for Jimmy Butler with five rebounds and five assists. 116-93. Still a fabulous performance. What a team, good team win by Miami. Seven players in double figures. 50 points off the Heat's bench.
Well, a happy day here. A lot of stuff to get to, starting with good news. I'll tell you what, the Miami Heat, I come in here a lot, and between the Panthers and the Heat, it's been a nice start. It really has. The Heat do it again last night, scored 75 in the first half. The Duncan Robinson, and you're going, wait a second, I follow the team, but not that closely. Where do we get that guy? Who's he? And I go, he's part of the developing culture of the Miami Heat. He is one of those guys. Yeah, he's a nun, hero, Silva. He's in that club. Undrafted a year ago out of Michigan. Hits nine threes last night. Had 29 points. Probably would have had more, except, I mean, you're up so many damn points in the first half. It's a crazy story. Just continue. Hero had 22 points off the bench. You heard the bench had 50 points. They're getting it from everybody. Everybody's in double digits, man. I think they go out there when they break the huddle to start the game and go, all right, let's get eight guys in double digits tonight. Go! And they break and they go out there. Just a great story. 19 threes last night. They shoot 51% from three-point land. I mean, just go on and on. Haven't lost at home. 10-3 on the season. And nobody talks about him. So you watch.
Under the radar is good, though.
No, it's fine. It's fine right now. But all the stories are the sexy glamour out in L.A. And by the way, LeBron's team's off to a great start. The Lakers. Kawhi's team and Mr. George's team's not bad either. So the Lakers and Clippers off to a great start. You get a little Dallas. We're getting a little Houston with the play they've got from their two stars. But outside of that, and there haven't been much in general in the East that people are talking about. The numbers for TV right now are way, way down, like scary down for the start of the basketball season. I think a lot of it is. It's nothing against basketball. It's nothing against hockey. I just think this is the fun time of the year if you're a football fan. Do you agree? I don't know if you guys agree.
No, it's 100%.
People go, oh, you're a football guy, Joe Rose. You're the wrong guy. Shut up.
Joe, we're going into week 12 of the NFL season. There's only a couple weeks left before the playoffs start, before everything happens. This is when everyone's making their run. And in college football.
Well, it's a combo. You're right.
Right. We're talking about at that point. You know, you're a couple weeks left in this regular season. How many games do teams have left? One, two games?
One,
and then
two.
It's over.
One for some, two right. For others, and then the conference championship games. We're down now. Down, you can, you know, we got teams already. We're going to have teams in the playoffs if they win this week.
Right.
So we're going to start there. There are teams still going, well, if we can win three in a row, we can get right back in the playoffs, like Cleveland, who the Miami Dolphins play. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in football right now, and I just think.
Well, what's the myth? The NBA season doesn't really start till Christmas Day.
I think so, too. And
a lot
I think
of people
that's
say
when
that.
The games
right,
are fun.
Right.
That's by the way, that is a great point because I know having a house phone, thank God my brother-in-laws are as big, almost as big. I mean, I live it, so it's a little different. They are huge, huge fans of the teams here. So when we go to Christmas Day with the family, it's a big sports day.
Right.
And the women don't even, you know, it's just like they either watch a little bit or they just stay away. But they know that all the boys are going to be watching all those NBA basketball games all day.
Five games on Christmas Day or something like that.
And they try to get you good ones. So, hey, we got all that. We got all kinds of stuff going on here today that we want to get to. First of all, we want to let you know today is Give Miami Day. So a great chance to just step back. You want to give to something today. It is Give Miami Day, something you believe in, something you want to be involved in. Do something nice today, whatever it is that you can do and you feel comfortable doing. It's a good day to do that. And we do have a lot of other stuff to get to. Rashad Jones, Bobby McCain, Gary Jennings, who they just signed. A guy they liked, a wide receiver, tells me that he just being brought in and tied up so they can bring him back next year and see if he can't be one of the five receivers on this team. But Rashad Jones and Bobby McCain go to the IR. One thing I'm excited about is Gerald Willis will leave the practice squad and go to the active roster. I've been kind of curious.
Joe, we've been talking about this guy since draft day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Since before that, because obviously with his time with the Hurricanes, but since draft day, undrafted, going to the Ravens, oh, that's a great fit. We'll see what happens there. Now
Good
he's
work.
On the Dolphins practice yeah. squad. When are they going to bring him up? They need a body in the middle. Isn't it obvious they want to bring up? Why isn't he being brought up? Now he is. So now you're going to get to see him, hopefully a body of work for six games.
Yeah, I just thought they needed another 300-pound body in the middle there. They've been getting pushed around, especially late in games, and I know they weren't happy with the way things went. So I was just glad to see, because I've never seen it before, and it's not a shot. I'm sure there's a rhyme and a reason. I am not that close to the coaching staff. I don't feel that close to them where I can go up and ask them questions about their personnel. So I've stayed away. I'm not getting in any trouble. I'm trying to not piss one coaching staff off before I leave the
– we appreciate that.
Before I leave the organization, right. I have had, it seems like, lots of bad relationships by the time it's said and done.
Is there any good ones from the last 15 years that you can go back and say, yeah, you know what, that ended on good terms. I'm still buddies with that guy. Philbin or Tony before, you know, rest in peace, Tony.
No. Joe and I are okay. Joe Philbin, I thought, was a really good guy. Joe, and matter of fact, Joe Philbin's wife, I don't know if I've ever said this, is the only wife to ever come up to me and say she understands my job and was never mad at me. Because I have found it's been the coaches' wives and then the coaches that usually – have the biggest issue with what I've said or they've heard secondhand. Right. Secondhand sometimes in this business
can be
worse. The
wife's got to stick up for the husband, and if you're the guy ripping the husband,
and I understand, and I don't get mad. Stand by your man. I've got a feisty little wife, too. If somebody calls me an idiot to her, she goes, no, I understand why you're saying that. I know his show's like that. But if you go too far, she's like, look, no, he's not. He's
step back.
Yeah. So I get
back
it.
Back off, free pizza.
But this Gerald Willis thing, I just wanted to say, getting back to it, so I thought they needed another big body in there. Gotcha, Wilkins, it's just, there's only three of them, man. And the backups were basically 250-pound linebackers. They're lining up on big guys, and it's just hard. It's just hard. So I'm just glad to see Gerald Willis, who's a 300-pound guy who, there is no reason Gerald Willis isn't on somebody's 53-man active roster. The guy that I saw play before he got injured and didn't play in that Wisconsin bowl game, I'm not saying he had it the year of all the top first-round pick defensive tackles, but that guy was really good. Like, that guy really was the best player on that defense that year in the regular season. And just to give you the red flags of having bad people around you, the way he handled things, and then the checkered pass. And he was given a couple. He went past second chances. But I'm just really happy for him. Like, he's obviously figured it out. He figured it out late. And now he's going to get a chance. I was so glad. You see his comments yesterday, Zach. Man, I got a chip on my shoulder.
Right, that's
I
it.
I go, man.
Love those guys.
I love when a guy comes right. in and he's got a little chip on his shoulder. Kandichi never had the chip on his shoulder.
No, but Taco did. So that, you know, and Taco, I want a team. If this is what the season's going to look like, and we see it now, then why not try to get guys like that and see what they could do for this team going forward anyway? Gerald Willis, I mean, we were shocked on draft night. A draft day is, I guess you could say, not just draft night. But after that weekend was over, that was the biggest question mark for the weekend for us. How did he not get drafted?
I didn't know all the background stuff, so I mean, I didn't know how bad it was.
But
right?
we saw the player on the field. That was different.
So I saw the guy in the right. field, and I thought, and I was wrong, by the way. I was completely wrong on this one. I've never been wrong more on a University of Miami player than I was on Gerald Willis. I'm admitting that. I thought he was going to be a second or third round pick on the way he played, just off the way he played, not off his past, not off how he handled the offseason leading into get the draft, which apparently was a disaster. Everything that he did outside of play great wasn't enough for everybody in the NFL to the point this guy didn't get drafted. He didn't get drafted after playing. Like, you can't play like that and not get drafted unless you got some serious junk in the trunk. And so now he's getting a chance, man. And this is a big one. Like, he needs to be seen. He needs to be seen this week if he's playing against Cleveland. When I say be seen, you got to make some plays.
Right.
I don't want to have one of those where you go, did he play this week? Where you come in Monday morning going, was he active?
Right,
I go, yeah,
right.
yeah, he was. But, you know, now you said it. I never mentioned his name. We never talked. I never Jimmy said. And because we see all the replays up there and see if some, oh, man, oh, we didn't see that first time. This guy really blew the play up for the other guy to come in and make a play. So Gerald Willis, you know, he's got, I call it a tryout. He's got a nice tryout back home to show what he can do. And Adrian Colbert, great opportunity for him. A former University of Miami player on the Seattle practice squad, taken off. And Andrew Van Ginkle is the second IR guy that the Miami Dolphins will put back out there. So he'll be back on the outside in a pass rush and everything else. So he should be doing some stuff there. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff. We're going to take a break. Big night coming up tonight. We'll get you caught up on all that stuff. Panthers. College basketball, high school football playoff game, a big one tonight. And we got another damn good Thursday night football game. Colts and Texans, we're going to tell you about all that stuff. We got a lot more to get to, including a day of appeals in the National Football League. So don't go away. We'll be back with that right after a quick break.
.560 The Joe WQM wants to treat you and 10 friends to lunch from PDQ with fresh hand-breaded chicken tenders and signature sauces, handcrafted chicken sandwiches, and more. Enter online now at WQAM.com for your chance to win lunch for you and 10 friends from PDQ. Go to WQAM.com to enter for your chance to win.
All right. Well, Zach, Colts and Texans tonight. We got a good one. We got a good Thursday night football game. You can't say it. Both teams are 6-4. That division is wide open. Any one of those four teams on any given night, it's all those point spreads are going to be close because they can all beat each other. And so we'll see what happens tonight. Colts and Texans fighting for that division, and yet at the same time could fall out of the playoffs if they're too close to .500. So that's a heck of a game. By the way, this week in the NFL, I look ahead a little bit. Green Bay at San Fran, that's a darn good game. Dallas at New England, and the Ravens at L.A. to take on the Rams. We got some good games. That's a good
Ravens Rams good test for L.A. There.
It's a good batch of those three teams, and of course the love affair this week has been with the Ravens and what Lamar Jackson's doing, and their defense is doing. And everybody's come on. A lot of people think Ravens might be the best team in football right now. And built for cold weather, which you're going to start getting here. It's going to start getting cold. So we'll see how they do out on the West Coast.
On Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Baltimore Rams, Monday Night Football. Finally, another good matchup.
Got a good one. Right. Got a darn good one. By the way, tonight here, we're getting ready to go into our high school football games. I wanted to mention it. Western travels again into Dade County. Take on Columbus. tonight. That should be a really, really close game. That should be a really, really good game. Of course, the Panthers at home tonight to take on the Ducks. So we got a lot of news coming out. How about this number? The original roster of the Miami Dolphins, the original 53, they have since added and subtracted 23 new players. We're getting towards half the roster. We're just a little more than halfway through this season. We still got 6 games left with guys, and it's a combination of a lot of things. It's guys going on IR, Rashad Jones and Bobby McCain, which means now you got to go find other guys either off your practice squad or somebody else's practice squad, or you get 2 off IR. And they took their second IR position with Van Ginkle, one of their draft picks, who I know they want to see play a lot of football over the last 6 weeks. So, and they're probably going to be more. There's 2 or 3. Doesn't seem like there's 2 or 3 every week.
Right.
Some guys have been cut. Some guys have been suspended. I mean, we've had it all. Like, every possible way you can add or subtract a guy, starting from the beginning of the season, they had a few trades. It's just, I've never seen anything like it, first of all. Nothing ever like this. This will be one to remember in all my years.
Or one to forget.
Well, or that too. Yeah. But, Zach, in all my years of being around the roster, as player or anything else, I've just never seen anything quite like this. I am excited about Gerald Willis. I talk about rooting hard for a guy and seeing. I thought he's going to be really good on Baltimore. I thought that was going to be a good fit. And the fact is that they let him go. So the Dolphins have had him on the practice squad. He gets his chance. I don't know how many you get. He's obviously got red flags around him, and they're not going away. So he's got a short window. I don't know how many snaps he'll get, but he's got a short window to show that he can play. And he knows it. He came out and said it. It was great to hear. But I think most UM fans, the way they – and listen, I give Mark Richt credit. Mark Richt stuck with him. Manny Diaz, those guys – stuck with him, and he had the one really, really good year, to the point that if he didn't have all that junk with suspensions and another suspension and all the stuff that happened, by the way, it started with Florida with the Gators,
right?
And everything he'd been through as a 5-star coming out of high school. I mean, he got a pretty good track record of it says stay away from me. If he doesn't have all that stuff, and he just off what we saw, the way he played last year, I think everybody'd agree. I don't want to say first round pick, but he'd have been a second round pick,
right? Of course, not even
he'd
a question.
He'd been a top 60 something pick, no question. Off what he did as a 300-pound defensive tackle for a 4-man front, which you know a lot of teams use, and heck, maybe plays outside in a 3-man front. So I'm really looking forward, man. Go get him, Gerald. We've seen guys get a second chance and just take off, right? I mean, they got another guy just like him on the team.
Right, yeah.
That just played Preston Williams, who so far so good.
And look what he did.
Had a good season's injured, but now his big test. His big test wasn't on the field. His big test is right now.
Keeping your head on straight off the field when you're not playing every single
week. We just saw Mark Walton blow it.
Right.
4-game suspension. Literally, probably will never play again.
Turned into possibly the end of his NFL career.
End of his NFL career at age 22. Could be done.
Right.
Very good chance he never plays again.
But there's one way to calm down the red flags, and we've seen this before in the past. The red flags can easily be calmed down by good play on the field. Like, he comes out there and plays and shows that he could play. The red flags not go away. They're not going away
because they're off the field stuff.
Right. Too. But there's one way to kind of calm those red flags down is to go in there and show that you could play good football. Right. And you could be a contributor to a team or more than that. And if Gerald does that now with 6 games left in the season, if he really gets the opportunity, which we think he's going to for the end of the season, then there it is. There's the way to calm down the red flags and solidify a spot on a team.
I've never seen anything like it with just playing with 300-pound guys. It's never seen anything like it. And the coach obviously knows what he's doing. I always say this. They know a lot more about defense than I do. I've just never seen a NFL team play with just three big guys. By the way, I'm not even talking about backups in the 290s or 280s. They don't have any of those guys. I think Moss weighs 270 or something, and then it's into a whole bunch of 250-pound linebackers, 240-pound linebackers. So I have always been like, you know, if I could ask Coach one thing without upsetting him, I just love that. Find out what the philosophy is on playing with only three big guys, because they get pushed around. Quarterback sneaks are, we've seen now, they get 3-4 yards. And part of that is just not having enough big bodies for me. Now, they know a lot more about it than I do. I want to start with, you know, the head coach's resume on defense is a lot bigger and better than the one of me having a big mouth in here every morning.
Now you got a pretty good resume having a big mouth.
Yeah, I have that. I have that resume every day.
Yeah.
So anyway, the appeals are all being heard yesterday for Marquise Pouncey and his 3-game suspension. He's trying to get that reduced. Miles Garrett, he and his family and attorneys, they had them all, mom and dad, there to hear it and get in front of the NFL attorneys and find out. So I thought Marquise Pouncey 3 games was a little stiff. I did. I thought 1 game, maybe 2. I thought 3 was too much. So Miles Garrett shouldn't play this year. I stand by it. I know what happened. I know everybody's been bashing Mason Rudolph. Okay, guy came out. He's gonna get some fine stuff. But for everybody, it still drives me nuts. Everybody's going, well, Miles Garrett would have never – Miles Garrett should never act like that no matter what anybody does to him. Punch him. Punch him. Smack him. Kick him. But you can't throw the helmet. There's one thing you can't do is launch as a big and strong as you are, throw a fastball motion over the top of a guy and hit another player who doesn't have his helmet on or have his helmet on, hit him in the head.
Well, it's his helmet that he's hitting him with.
I mean, I can't imagine the league's going to give him less games.
No.
Nice guy. You're taking our dominant player. You should have thought about that. I don't care if you kick a guy in the package. I don't care if you spit on him. I don't care. I'm trying to think of something else. Listen, spitting is the worst thing in the world to me, and kicking a guy on purpose in the package. But that still gives nobody the right to rip off that helmet and go over the top. I don't care what the guy said to him. I don't care if he talked about his family. There's a lot of things you can do to get suspended 1 or 2 games. But that helmet, and they're trying to go back to this Richie Incognito thing.
Antonio
they
Smith,
have nothing
right,
in right. common. This landed 6 games all day.
Antonio,
like, done for the year.
Missed 2 preseason games.
Miles, you're gonna have 6 games. You should have 6 games. There's no way they should reduce it to 4 or 5. It should be 6.
Aren't they just looking for an answer and get that indefinitely taken out of the way? Because right now it's still indefinite. Well, and if they just say it's 6 games and you could come back at the beginning of next season, isn't the goal that for them at this point? Because it's an indefinite suspension right now, and he has to go back to the commissioner's office to get back into the league at this point. Isn't that just what they're hoping to get? Because they're not getting less than 6. They should know that.
He was in for the appeals.
I know that. But
no, he was trying to get back this year.
That's just stupid. That's stupid.
Well, it's not stupid.
It's not going to happen.
He's got to try.
Well, I'm sure he's going to try, but my guess is the fact that it's an indefinite suspension. Like, right now, he doesn't even know what his playing status is for next season.
That's true.
So he's got to try to get an answer for that.
I can't imagine if it's potentially could be – you know, these 6 games and maybe a little preseason time.
4 into next year, you know?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to be, but I can't imagine they go, you know, this Miles Garrett's a really good guy, and he just lost his cool. They have to send a message, man.
Right. They have to.
Should never happen. At the end of a game, after you're winning 21-7, and you do something that stupid, I don't care. Listen, and please don't send me a text telling me you've never been kicked in the package. I don't know too many guys that haven't been kicked in the package, to be honest, or had their package grabbed. Or I got Kim Bocamper constantly take pictures, stands next to me, and before the picture, taps me so I get that look, taps me right. Very immature, Bo. It's got to stop.
I'm not telling him that.
But anyway, it should stay. If anybody gets less games, it should be Marquise Pouncey. I'm really curious to see. I guess they're going to know by the end of the week what the league's going to – what the league's going to do on these two. But I would be surprised if Myles Garrett got less games and is playing again this year. That one would be the one that really, really surprises me. We got to go to Brandon. By the way, 56022, with these appeals being done. By the way, the third guy that jacked the quarterback down, the defensive tackle for Cleveland, he was told yesterday, no, your ass is sitting out.
Right.
You're sitting out this year, this week. You're done. You got one game. You jacked the quarterback. No, you can sit for a game. We're not listening to you.
Did he think he was going to get away with that? Because it was right in the camera. I mean, he threw the dude down.
He came in. He's kind of the forgotten guy in this. He jacked him. He got one game. And, of course, I think the league is really, really concerned. I'd love to see the phone calls that go out next week. Like, Cleveland's getting ready to play Miami, and they're already talking about what it's going to be like next week, and the friggin' quarterback for Pittsburgh started this, which, yeah, he should be fined. They're not going to suspend the quarterback. You can forget that. There's already a shortage of them. They're not suspending any quarterbacks.
You don't think he should have gotten a game suspension?
No.
Really? Okay.
I don't. I don't. I was glad to hear the guy come out and Cleveland go, oh, yeah, you wait a week to come out. I go, hey, man, let it go. Let it go. The guy hit it. Like, at the end of the day, one guy took a helmet and smacked it over another guy. It's amazing. He hit him square, but he hit him square on top of the head. Apparently, the top of the head's a little stronger
than the soft part.
If he'd hit him on the chin with that helmet,
oh,
he would have been.
Imagine if that hit in his nose by his mouth. He kind of broke his jaw.
Yeah, he would have been he'd have been done for a while. And then nobody would be saying a word about this. Anyway, 56022. Let us know what you think as we're moving along. Hopefully getting you going here a little bit, getting your blood going a little bit here as it's Give Miami Day. We are exactly 100 days out from the 10th Annual Dolphins Cancer Challenge. That's right. It's a big one. It's a really, really big one for me. And I'm going to be asking for your help because it has to do with a guy that I work with for a long time. Mad Dog's 10-year anniversary since this thing started. The DCC was started because of Mad Dog. And so it is special. And I'm going to do something I don't usually do. I'm going to fundraise, put my own money where my mouth is today. And we're going to try to make this a special time for Jim Mad Dog Mandich, who I work with here at the radio as well as the football games. So anyway, join the rest of Miami today in one of the nation's largest. It's one of the big annual giving events. It's called Give Miami Day. 24-hour online giving campaign makes it easy for everyone to become a champion of their favorite cause, and everybody's got them out there. So if you want to be part of the DCC team, donate today. GiveMiamiDay.org/DolphinsCancerChallenge. That's GiveMiamiDay.org/DolphinsCancerChallenge if you'd like to get involved or wait. And help me build up some money here at the radio station for the Mad Dog and for Sylvester and all the great work they're doing. It's one of the top cancer places in the world. It's really, really good. So anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot of business to take care of here and a lot of sports to talk about. A lot going on tonight. We'll get you.
Join 560 The Joe WQAM for the Canes pregame broadcast. That is on 560 WQM at Milam's Market in Coconut Grove this Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. Pick up everything you need for your tailgate and win some WQAM street gear. That's this weekend, 3 to 7 p.m. at Milam's Market in Coconut Grove.
All right. We were talking about appeals yesterday for Marquise Pouncey and Myles Garrett, trying to figure out and trying to get it reduced from six games and three games, see if they can't get out earlier and get back with their teams. I think Marquise is okay this week. They've got Cincinnati, and of course, Myles Garrett has the Miami Dolphins in Cleveland at home. The other one that's always interesting, it's like he won't go away. Antonio Brown is counter-suing Brittany Taylor, the trainer, if you're wondering which – it's not the artist, it's the trainer.
Not the chef with the head.
No, it's not.
The head of the official.
No. Those are other legal things. Defamation and interference with his NFL contracts and endorsements. Yeah, that's right. Just blame those women for everything.
Well, you might as well at this point, right?
Have we ever had a player this good spin his wheels so badly in constant legal issues?
You'd have to think about it and really go through all these guys, but no. I mean, off the top of my head, no.
How much stuff do we not know? I know I just recently heard about some more people that he stiffed that got back to me, and I told him, you know, I'm not going to get into it and everything else. But
the chef, the masseuse, the therapist, the trainer.
Maybe people involved in his social media.
Right, the social media guys, the furniture out the window. Like, it's just so much. You want to talk about baggage?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For a good player, and he's a really good player.
And then, just how about all the drama with the Oakland Raiders?
Right.
Like, you can't blame the Oakland Raiders for any of that. No. Oakland Raiders didn't do anything. Oakland Raiders didn't tell you to disappear and not tell anybody because you're upset about your helmet. Who the hell does that?
And forget about that. Go back a little further.
Try having a huge head, and, right, and they're trying to stuff your head in until they can find one that fits.
That would be
That's when you
story.
Get a little mad. Right, I still didn't leave. Of course, I wasn't as good as you. I just
– But go a little bit before that, too. Remember the first week and a half, 2 weeks of camp? Frostbite. Like, he had that situation. Like, the day he walked into the Oakland facility, there was problems. There was issues. He wasn't showing up. And then he was gone at the end and still wants his money? Like, come on.
So, first day of camp, he walks up with all his kids with him. I'm sure.
They ask if Big Ben's a quarterback.
I would just love to know when everybody's going out for the first day of practice and he shows up with his three kids. I would love to know what the coach was thinking. Like,
jeez,
we're getting ready for the first day of camp, which is not like the old camp. I get it. And he's over there with his kids. Like, you need one of the assistants to babysit the kids and kind of keep them off the field.
Surprised you didn't ask Mayock to do it.
Yeah, I think he and Mike might be done after the threats.
How about Mike's first job as GM? Finally got the job that we always thought he would get at one point. Player personnel or GM or head scout or something. He gets it for the Raiders under Gruden, which was kind of funny and questionable to start off with. And then he's got to deal with Antonio Brown.
Well, listen, they've had a nice year. They're actually playing for first place in the West, AFC West this week. But this Antonio Brown stuff, like, at what point, because he loves social media, he can't help himself. At what point do you put a little something to all your followers on social media and say, maybe I have something to do with all this? Because the one common denominator is me in this stuff.
If you think he'll ever admit that he's the fault, he's the one at fault for any of these situations. The trainer, the head in the fridge, the social media guy, the Maybe. Raiders, the Patriots. Although with the Patriots situation, this might be the only way to get back with the team. So someone obviously gave him a little bit of good advice. Hey, whether it was Drew or Heitner or whoever it was,
you know,
somebody did give him a tiny bit of advice.
He really believes in his mind. I really believe this. He doesn't think he's done anything wrong.
No, I know that.
He was mad at the NFL. And the NFL is going, listen, man, you got these sexual allegations, these women. One's an artist, one's somebody you've known and went to school with and is your personal trainer or one of the many. The one got stiffed out in Oakland. He never got paid and went with you. I just, like, all this stuff, man. And this guy had it made. He had all these endorsements. He had more endorsements than I thought he had. He had seven-figure endorsements to go with this one last big fat guarantee of $30 million plus. And Raiders want this to work out. I got news for you. Raiders could put up with a lot of your social media stuff. They just wanted you to act like the other 52 guys on the team.
And play football.
And play. And just be really good on Sunday and Monday night and Sunday night and everything else. And you can't even do that. And the next thing you know, we see you. What's that attorney again that walks around with them all
Darren
the time?
Darren Heitner.
Guy that wants to be a star?
Right,
Heitner.
Right, right.
So that guy Heitner walks around with them, and he thinks it's half funny too while they're walking around going to court for depositions. I don't think that's funny. I didn't think any of my depositions were funny.
No, I'm sure that
they're not funny. They're not fun. You get drilled.
But what is going on in this guy's head? That's the problem. Until there's a semi-answer for that, like who is going to take a shot on this guy anymore, talent or no talent?
Oh, they're going to take chances on him. As soon as the NFL gives a green light.
Well, that's it. You have to get the green light from the NFL, but you're not going to get that soon. Like, how soon are you going to get that?
I don't know. Looks like the NFL's got a lot on its plate
right
now.
That's what I'm saying.
They gotta figure out a lot of things. I will tell you, we talked a little bit about Adam Silver having a few things on his plate, from China to stars not playing when ESPN and TNT have their big games and load management, which has become everybody's got their own opinion about load management, which, by the way, to all NBA players, there's not one fan out there that understands load management. They understand it. They ain't buying it.
No.
If you can play, play. If you're injured, don't play. But if you're a little sore from the night before, so were the guys in the old days. Bird, Magic, all the rest of them were sore too. So
used to be a huge accomplishment to play in 82 games.
Anyway, without. But this guy, Roger Goodell, he's got a plateful and trying to get an agreement with all this other stuff. And he goes, man, are we ever going to be able to get back to working on that with all the other things on the plate? And all the lawsuits from a lot of the older players. And, yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff right now. We got to go to break. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to as big night coming up. We got a good Thursday night football game. I think everybody would agree. Colts at the Texans.
It's the best the AFC South can give you right now, that matchup.
Both 6-4.
Right.
I thought the Colts, after they lost to us, I thought they might be done. I thought they were in big, big trouble. So now Texans, a hard team to figure out. They lose their best pass rusher. See how that all plays out. And then this weekend, got some great games. We'll jump into it. Plus, we haven't checked. 56022. Check in on the text machine, which is always rolling here.
Always interesting.
Always everybody got a little different take. And we'll take them in for the 7 o'clock hour.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.